This is BSS Carolinas, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. We are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting with your host, Rocky. The next one said J.J. Barea. I was like, what? What did J.J. Barea get a player of the week? Well, the number four, a serviceable player. Fitzpatrick. I'm going to say Summit Foundation. Jason Garrett. Mr. 315.
The Cowboys. Wait a minute. Jason Garrett's the coach for Dallas? Someone have a name. Jesus Shuttlesworth. Don't give him a pass on that suit either and that hat. Tom Brady.
Probably the best.
And Big Shot.
And ain't nobody fresher. I'm in Mason, and Margiela.
Tom Brady. Global losers. Duke. Yeah. Gotta show them love while you can. The Doo-Doo Browns get their first win of the season.
Bill Belichick.
He got game.
Be Reggie Langford. Who the hell is this running back?
Cowboys.
They holding up to six, baby.
This segment is sponsored by Cody Zeller.
You're listening to BSS Carolinas.
Welcome to BSS Carolinas on Stitcher, Spreaker, iTunes, iHeartRadio. Of course, I'm your host, Rocky. Join me on this great March Madness Thursday, probably one of the best days of the year, is BBB, beautiful Big Shot.
What's up? Happy birthday to my beautiful wife, Kate. Love you. Enjoy your spa day while I'm out here doing the show.
She has spa?
Yeah, we got to send her somewhere.
Well, I gotta get an excuse
so I can come to the booth and do the show today during March Madness.
Well, of course. That way, when you get done, you can go home, watch the game. She'll be at the spa or whoever else, you know.
We'll see.
So it's her birthday?
It is her birthday.
Happy birthday, Mrs.
Happy birthday. And as usual, we are live from the campus of the Connecticut School of Broadcasting.
Where your dreams can come true.
Absolutely. 1-800-TV-RADIO. GoCSB.com. Sign up, take the tour. Come sit in, man. Put a show together. Get some guests on. Get some people in the room. Show you a little love. Be on Facebook Live. What's up, Facebook?
And Periscope.
And Periscope.
We are on. Trust me.
It threw me off because I'm used to looking at the front part of the screen.
You're used to looking yourself from the front and back. I understand. You know, when you're, you know. I get you, man. But also, we are proudly sponsored by Attitude Broadcasting.
Get your attitude back in your broadcasting with the Attitude Broadcasting Company, the only ABC that matters around here.
Absolutely. And joining us on today's show is Mr. Brock Bowling, proud Kansas Jayhawk. That is completely. There you go. Try to turn on. Our intern's got to turn on the mic. See, there you go.
There you go.
But anyway, we got Mr. Brock Bowling. He is an announcer for the Greensboro Swarm, and he does many ESPN games, so we had him on today to discuss the brackets, you know, especially about your Jayhawks.
That's right. They play tomorrow early evening against the 16 seed UC Davis, who played one of the first four games, last night?
They played last night. Played Central.
Yeah.
Tough game.
Central.
Yeah. And ironically, the coach of UC Davis is – Jim Less used to be the coach at Bradley University.
Oh, yeah.
In the Missouri Valley Conference. And Bradley, the team he coached in 2006, made it to the Sweet 16, beat Bill Self's Kansas Jayhawks in the first round as the 13 seed over the 4 seed in 2006 to advance to the second round and then to the Sweet 16. So if Bill Self of Kansas has some incentive to really stick it to UC Davis and head coach Jim Less, then tonight or tomorrow night is the night. So
and they get Josh Jackson back.
Yes, Josh Jackson back from a one-game suspension, and the Jayhawks sorely missed him.
Oh yes,
in the Big 12 tournament last Thursday, a week ago tonight, losing to the the 9 seed, I think, TCU, by 3. But the Jayhawks, they were 1-and-done in the Big 12 tournament, but they ended up kind of being a good thing. They got some rest, got some refocus, got some practice in, and they needed the rest. One, because, everyone needs rest this time of year. You're tired. But two, because they just don't go very deep. They're 7 deep at best. And maybe 8 on a good day, and they play 4 guards that play 35 plus minutes a game. So they needed the rest, refocus, get some re-energized going. So,
well, we'll see what they do against UC Davis.
And Kansas, is one of those programs that they walk into your gym or you walk into their gym, the other team is going to be up for every night.
Oh, yeah.
So they have to bring it. So what would be disappointing if Kansas doesn't win by 20 minimum 20 tomorrow night?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. I think they win by 20 easily. I think they got a lot to prove, like Brock was saying, you know, with the coach from UC Davis beating them before. And yeah, you don't want to be the first one seed to lose to a 16.
No.
And that's not happening. let's be real.
I mean, ask Jim Boeheim about Kansas. Syracuse is really good. You know, when they were a 2 seed and they lost to
– they were the first two. Two seed to lose to a 15. Yeah.
And they still talk about it to this day.
Yeah.
So, of course, you know, Greensboro and
– there have been some close calls, like very close calls, 16 almost beating a 1 in years past. But
yeah, last year we had one that was pretty close, if I'm not mistaken. Last year I thought we had one that was close, a close game.
Well, it was – Carolina and Florida Gulf Coast. Gulf Coast was up 1 at halftime. So there's 1989 when Princeton, before they were known as, you know, Princeton, as far as the back in the, that's when they started the, you know, the Princeton offense with, you know, all these slow offensive backdoor cuts and everything. Lost to Georgetown by 1, a top seed Georgetown team in 1989. That's the closest anyone's ever come. So it's going to happen someday. I just hope it's not tomorrow night in Tulsa.
I'm pretty sure it won't be. I'm looking at the 16 seeds this year. There's not really one that, you know, I don't think could pull it upset off.
My Jayhawks in 02, 1 seed playing 16 seed Holy Cross. And Holy Cross is more like Holy Cow because they Holy Cross was up 11 at halftime. On my Jayhawks in 2002, and I was living in Lawrence, Kansas at the time, and the whole town was freaking out. Now Kansas won the game by 9, but or 9 or 11, something like that. They got it together in the second half, but
they put a scare in them.
The whole town was freaking out, going crazy. Like, what is this?
You ain't supposed to be close. Why are you hanging with us? No, it ain't supposed to happen. We will talk some more about the tournament here in a few minutes. But I wanted to get into the Hornets. You're talking about Holy Cow, really bad. It was awful last night. They lost 98-77. The Hornets had 58 points at the end of the third. 58 points in an NBA game?
They scored 109 Monday night in a loss. Then they turn around and end up with 77 total last night.
And who they beat? The Pacers every time they played them. So, you know, and I was in New York. So, in case you didn't know, I went to New York, watched a Rangers game and a Knicks game. I really watch Rangers game every night. The Knicks games. Oh.
Nick Batum was out again for second straight night. Migraine headaches.
He's getting a CAT scan.
I don't know if he comes back this season.
Probably not.
I mean, and what for anyway? The Hornets are in 11th, 12th in the Eastern Conference. Just keep losing. Get a lottery pick, a better lottery pick. Because this franchise, as it's constructed right now, is barely an eighth seed, and that's if they're winning close games. They're definitely not a championship contender.
No.
And we can't attract superstars to come play here. So we have to get lucky in the draft.
I think you can, but Jordan's got to do it, and Jordan doesn't want to do that.
And the year we drafted Kemba Walker and Bismack Biyombo, you know who three players that got drafted after those guys? Klay Thompson, Kawhi Leonard, and Jimmy Butler. Mm. All three of those guys drafted after Kemba Walker and Bismack Biyombo.
Well, what's the use of being an 8 seed if you're going to get swept by Cleveland in the first round anyway?
Exactly. And you're just going to knock yourself out of the lottery. Don't do that. They need a player. Players.
Yeah.
They have to look at this thing. Some moves need to be made.
They've lost so many close games this year. If half of those go their way, then they're in the playoffs, or they're looking at the playoffs. Right now they're what, I think 11th in the playoff race?
They're 11th, and they're 4 games back of Detroit.
And like, what, 15 games to go? Yeah. I mean,
and they don't own the tiebreakers.
I hate to say it, but they're done. I mean, they got to win out, basically, and hope some other teams stumble to get in that 8th spot, again, to play Cleveland or Boston. But they've lost so many close games. I mean, the loss at the Clippers was heartbreaking in overtime a week or so ago.
Yeah, where they played great.
Yeah. Personally, I thought they got hosed on, you know, a call where Chris Paul is right up in the face of Kemba, and they call Kemba for over and back. And then I was at the game Saturday against the Pelicans. And Anthony Davis, in an overtime, 46 and 21.
At halftime, he had 13 points.
Yeah, he had 46 and 21, just a beast. And Hornets lost in overtime by three and actually scored 122 points in that game.
Yeah, so. And Cousins actually fouled out.
Well, he didn't foul out. He had five fouls, but they took him out and didn't play him the rest of the game.
Because Anthony Davis was destroying whoever
I look at the stat sheet. I'm like, why is he not in? He only had five fouls. But he also wasn't all that productive, really.
No, I mean, at half, he had like 3 points.
Why didn't they double-team Anthony Davis, try to make somebody else from New Orleans at this point beat them? Because Anthony Davis, everything he was putting up from the fourth quarter through overtime, he was
actually
killing them.
The guards was making threes for them in that game. I'm trying to remember the kid's name. 44 was scoring some three. Dante Cunningham, who used to play at Charlotte. It happens every time. If an ex-Bobcat Hornet comes back, they have a career game for some reason. Dante Cunningham like had 20 points that game. You know, and he comes in and is just but who you gonna put to guard Anthony Davis? I mean, we traded Miles Plumlee. He's not playing. He's hurt. I mean, Cody just came back.
That's why you can't play him 1-on-1. Send three guys. I'd rather have who they have on the floor playing with Anthony Davis at that time. Tim Frazier. Let Tim Frazier shoot the ball. Let somebody else shoot the ball. Don't let Anthony Davis, who's rolling on you, who's up in the 40s at this point, continue to get up shots and get to the free throw line.
46 points.
And we're trying to play him 1-on-1 with MKG? Come on. Come on.
I mean, it's too late in the season to really play Batum because you hurt him next season if you try to bring him back too early.
And migraines are nothing to play with. I know we scoff at, a migraine headache. Go have a migraine headache and see how you feel. Those are serious things, man.
Absolutely. Coming up, they got the Wizards on Saturday. It's Cam Newton bobblehead night.
First 15,000 fans. They got plenty of bobbleheads, so make sure you get out there.
You better get there early. I'm going to tell you. It starts at 7. They'll probably open the gates about 5.
They said 5:30, I thought.
So it's a bobblehead night for a non-Hornet?
Yeah. Okay. Makes sense, right? They haven't done a bobblehead all year, and the first one they do is Cam Newton.
And I mean,
and he's wearing a Buzz City shirt.
Not Kemba or Frank or Nick. Okay.
No, the only thing you get is action
figures. Action figures.
Yeah. Oh, okay. All right.
This bobblehead has a lot of teeth. Like, if you like your bobblehead with a lot of teeth, this one has.
Do what you gotta do, man.
Well, I mean, I don't understand why they do it for football games. Have some of the basketball guys do some different stuff, but they don't do anything in football, which I get. They give you a white towel.
Because the basketball player our football team loves plays in Oakland.
It's very true. Yeah. I'm surprised we don't do that night yet for the Hornets. But anyway, Saturday they played with Wizards, who were 0-2 on the season against. And then Monday we got the Hawks at home, another tough game. And then you got the Magic Wednesday. So there's some good news on the road. And if you haven't seen the Magic, they're just awful.
They are pitiful.
They're horrible.
They are pitiful. I didn't understand their moves at the beginning of the season with Ibaka and Biombo bringing those guys on, moving Oladipo. Like, he was your best scorer. I didn't understand it, but it is what it is. Not my franchise. I don't root for them.
Yeah, and that's fine. It's just it's a long. And then Friday we got the Cavs at home.
Man, tickets for that game. The prices on those tickets are insane right now. Insane.
Yeah, trust me. We tried to sell our tickets when the Cavs come into town.
I mean,
first of all, my wife don't really care for LeBron.
What?
So,
yeah. You got to take advantage of seeing this guy, man. How many more great seasons does he have? Anytime you can see one of the greatest of all time, you should go see him.
Well, you don't know if he's going to take a night off.
Well,
just saying,
half the Warriors team or half the Spurs team.
By the way,
thank you, Greg Popovich.
Can I just say that was the worst thing ever? I'm watching the Warriors and Spurs. I want to see some players, and everybody's on the bench on Saturday night primetime game.
Now, we all know Kawhi had a concussion, was in concussion protocol, and LaMarcus was sitting for his heart arrhythmia. But the Warriors, there was no excuse, man. And Stu Gott said it on the radio yesterday morning. He was like, all these guys are under 30. You're getting paid $15, $20 million.
Hey, Michael,
go play.
Michael Jordan played 82 games a year, almost every year.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've said it on the show before. Mark Jackson, he got sit one time for a Knicks game, and he was one game short of playing 82. He was upset about not playing that one game. Because he, I don't know if it was in his contract, but he wanted
Michael, the old trainer for the Bulls and / Lakers under Phil Jackson, Chip, forget his name. He said, yeah, everyone knows the flu game and everything. He played in the finals, but that was in the finals. But, he said there were several times where Michael had like a really bad sprained ankle and he'd tape it up, suck it up, and go out and play.
Like Kobe Bryant was the same way. Kobe Bryant didn't want nights off. No, Kobe Bryant, he played with two sprained ankles until he finally blew out his Achilles trying to carry that Lakers team that had Dwight Howard on that year on a deep playoff run. Like, that guy just wanted to play. Yeah, where is that passion at?
Not until playoffs.
Russell Westbrook
anymore.
Is the only guy I see. I mean, James Harden don't take nights off either. Let me not skip past James Harden. He's on the floor every night too.
That's
so
true.
those two guys are out there putting in work. Isaiah Thomas is always out on the court. I love that kid too, man.
No, he's great, man. And we'll talk more about Isaiah later. But anyway, we talked about the Hornets. How do you think they do this week?
Where they're playing right now, they'll be lucky to beat the Magic. Because I don't see them beating the Wizards, who are the hottest team in the NBA right now. I don't see them beating Atlanta, because Atlanta always seems to have our – especially Dwight Howard. He seems to have the Hornets' number, no matter what team he's on. They can't beat Dwight Howard. So maybe 1-2 in those next three?
I'll say 1-2. I think they beat the Magic, but hopefully. I think that's about it.
Hopefully they beat the Magic. Worst case scenario, score 95 so I can get half off my Papa John's pizza the following day, please. That's always awesome.
You definitely want the Papa John's. let's get into some D-League stuff. The Greensboro Swarm.
Yes.
Tell me your experience on that this season. You called how many games this season?
Yeah. So they're brand new. They hired the Swarm, which is the D-League affiliate of the Charlotte Hornets, hired – two broadcasters, and I was one of them. They have Scott Przewanski. He lives there in Greensboro. He's the primary lead play-by-play guy for them, and they hired me as the primary backup announcer for them. We only do home games. It's 50 games in a season, 24 home games. Of the 24 home games, I did a third of them, so I did 8 home games for the Swarm, and I got to tell you, I enjoyed it very much. I called 8 games from November till early March, and had a great time. The team, struggled this year. They're not going to make the playoffs. They've had ups and downs, probably more downs than anything, but I do think better days are ahead and on the horizon. The roster seems to change a lot all the time, people getting traded or moved up, moved down, but for the most part the players, the nucleus stays the same. I got to see Rasheed Sudamon play. Cat Barber got traded and brought into the Swarm, and he's fun to watch. He is so fast. Archie Goodwin, he just got called up by the Brooklyn Nets.
Nice.
He was fun to watch. I got to see a couple of old Jayhawks and Perry Ellis and Sheck Diallo. The atmosphere was fun. The games were fun to call. The team, struggled, but they're brand new. They really struggled at the very beginning, but they got better and better as the year went along. And they've lost a lot of close games like the Hornets have. But they got, I think, 7 games left, 5 home games, 2 road games, and then their season will be over. But it was a lot of fun. It was good.
Yeah, right now they're 15-28.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
But, it's like you said, I know Cat Barber, they got better players as the season went along.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, they got 55-year-old Damian Wilkins playing.
The guy can score buckets.
No, they combined for 58 points last night. I got to say, he's still scoring.
Have you seen Purple Shirt Guy out at any of the Swarm games?
Because he's from Greensboro.
You know what? Actually, Damian Wilkins is probably my favorite player to watch on that team. 36 years old, still loves the game, loves to play, plays hard on both ends. And I talked to Noel Gillespie at the early part of the season, asked him about Damian. He said, Damian, he's a pro's pro, great teammate on the floor, best teammate off the floor. as far as leadership and just being, you know, good to get along with, friends with the guys. You know, he's had, you know, his heyday of when he was younger playing in college and pros, and his last trip in the NBA was 4 years ago in 2012-13 with the Sixers. And he still plays with a passion and still, you know, plays every possession like it's his last. And he's been fun to watch.
So he's a vet that I guess you need on the roster.
Absolutely.
To help the young
guys. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So hopefully Cat will learn franchise. Hopefully Cat Barber will learn from him.
Teach these guys how to be professionals. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, what to expect in and out of cities, different nights, when they do get called up. If they get called up.
Which I'm sure Cat Barber will.
Hopefully,
if he stays.
But the great
roster.
Thing with the D-League is they're raising D-League salaries coming up over the next couple of seasons. So D-Leaguers, they're going to make pretty good money playing in the D-League.
You mean, you know? G-League?
Mm-hmm. The G-League, my bad. Sorry.
Yeah, I got to get used to that next year, the G-League.
The G-League.
They were tired of taking the D, so they want to be some Gs.
Oh, that was awful. That was bad. Come on, man. That was bad. But no, you know, I've checked out many of their games now because I get to see the videos, and it's entertaining. Definitely entertaining. Watching the young guys come up and play, it's about time they have a developmental league in the States.
Keep our young talent in the States.
Yeah, stop going overseas.
Overseas conditions are terrible. You hear the players talk about it all the time, man.
But hopefully they will. Hopefully they'll stay. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to go into our next segment. We're going to talk about NCAA tournament picks. We'll also do dummies of the week. Jams of the week will be coming up. I know Big Shot's got some jams. I know I got one I got to share. Bismack was involved in. In case you didn't see it, it's probably Marvin with the dunk of the year, I believe. I think somebody in this room will agree with me on that. You're listening to BSS Carolinas. You can catch us everywhere.